Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to the only radio that matters, BBS Talk Radio.
Good morning, it's Friday, and welcome to the show.
Good morning. I'm trying to get some energy here, but
are you?
Lack of sleep.
You look like a steamroller ran over you.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly how I feel. Even my hair is that flat.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's not good, Manu.
No.
So, how many hours of sleep did you get last night?
I have no idea.
Really?
I was too afraid to even look at the clock.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
I was just so tired, I just crawled in. And seriously, I was just like, when I know it's that late and I'm so tired,
yeah,
I don't even want to see the time.
Really?
I don't even want to look at it.
Yeah. So how are you feeling? I mean, are you happy you're working or are you not happy you're working?
No, it's because I had the audition last night.
Right.
And it was way out in freaking Palmdale.
Really? Oh, wow, that's far.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fine.
And then
what the hell are they doing producing movies in Palmdale?
They're not producing a movie. It was the audition that was being held out there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
But why would they hold it so far out when all the actors are here in Hollywood?
Because, well, no, auditions happen everywhere.
Yeah.
But it was because most auditions happen during the day.
Right.
I couldn't make it during the day.
Right.
So when he had contacted me, I said, I can only audition at night.
Right.
And I asked him, I said, is that going to be a problem? And he says, well, when do you think you can audition? I said, I could audition tomorrow night after work.
Right.
And then that's when he said, well, you would have to come out to my place because
right.
I take care of my mother.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm expected to be home at a certain time. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's what I did.
That's what you did.
Yeah.
And how did it go?
It was freaking long.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Well, maybe he was interested, and I mean, if he wasn't interested, he probably let you go after 5 minutes.
Yeah,
so
that's
he must
true.
Have liked you.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Get the microphone a little closer to you. I don't know what they did with it, but I can't hear you very well.
Neither can I, for that matter.
Yeah, because it's sitting below you. There, I think that's better. So it's Friday. The sun is shining. Everything is beautiful. And of course, you can't see into the distance because LA and smog go together. And to those who don't know. And
yeah, it's a little dirtier today, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm excited for the weekend, you know. We have some new shows coming up, and Sunday is really filling up, you know. And we actually have some new shows starting next week, which are very exciting as well. And we'll cover those in a little bit. I wanted to remind everyone, our phone number, our call-in number, is area code 818-602-4498. And Manu would love to talk to you since she's still half asleep. If someone could scream into her ears.
Wake me up.
Yes, that would be good.
No, just get my adrenaline going. That's all you need.
Yeah. So we're using some new equipment, so I hope the listeners out there can hear us clearly. If you notice any problems with the levels, with anything at all, please call us and let me know. Also, something new that you'll find is that we have a new chat feature on our website that my partner Don was so kind to add. And if you go to the Listen Live page, you'll see there's a chat live with host. So all you have to do is launch that and send us messages and stuff. So it's pretty cool, Manu.
I guess so.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I see you should have stayed at home today. Yeah, you're just responding today. You're not really. You know what it is? You're only receiving. You're not broadcasting today.
Receive.
Yeah, usually it's the other way around. People just talk and talk and talk, and they don't really hear anything, you know. They're broadcasting and not receiving. You're doing
the opposite. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I've always been told I'm good at listening.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. Then go ahead and listen the whole friggin' show. So, you know, anyway, yesterday was a kind of a downer day, I think, for everyone. You know, I didn't feel the show was good. I wasn't feeling that great. And it's sort of like just dragging along. And but when I spoke to a couple people, they said, no, the show was great. In fact, someone called me just to say the show was great. So I guess, you know, and after I listened to it, it was pretty good. So I guess we should never jump to a conclusion about how well the show went or not. Because, you know, I mean, when you do the show, it's not the same as listening to the show. You know, because it's there's a lot of mechanics going on, you know. Just like, you know, when actors go and they see the movie for the first time, right. You know, it's like they don't really recognize how everything is put together until you actually see the movie.
Right.
You know, so it's pretty cool.
Some actors don't even watch their own movies.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Or anything like that because they criticize it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look who we already have a person on the chat room, and of course it's Greg, our pioneer. He says hi, Sam and Manu, and Greg's always there to rely on. You know, I mean, I love this guy. So hi, Greg. How's it going? I hope you'll call us not with a Harry Carey, but maybe some good voices. I mean, we'd love to hear some, and not cuckoo clocks either.
Yeah. You know. Oh, is that him?
Yeah. That. Well, duh. You know. I mean, who else calls us with these things?
I don't know.
So I want to get into a little serious subject here for a moment because I've been sitting too quietly since we started, not really talking about the subject. But that is the violence in the Middle East and especially in Israel and the Palestinians. You know, this show usually doesn't get that serious, but, you know, we can't go on and ignore this because this is something that is part of life over there in the Middle East,
right.
And it's hurting both the Israelis and the Palestinians, you
right.
know. And the situation is that there was another wacko that went into a seminary where kids learn the Bible and stuff, and started shooting. And
what?
Yes, and you know, he started shooting. He killed 8 people and wounded 9. And these are people that are sitting in their school and just studying, you know. So. You know, I mean, this is just a culmination. This is like, by the way, the worst violence between the Palestinian or from the Palestinian side in 2 years. So, you know, the ability to infiltrate, you know, inside, you know, like living where people live, you know, and,
right.
and they just go in and do whatever it is that they like to do. Now, the bottom line here is that obviously we all know, I mean, everything has already been said about the situation in the Middle East, you know.
Right.
But the bottom line is
which is why we're supposed to be over there to control?
Well, but that's Iraq. You know, I'm talking about Israel right now. So, you know, Israel has always had to defend itself from the first day it was it became independent. You know, the Arabic countries all decided to attack the little state, and you had a whole war, and a lot of Palestinians were displaced.
I remember that.
Yes, but important thing to remember is that many of them fled because the Arabic governments urged them to do it, you know. So you know, and then all these people were displaced. Now they want their home back, but the problem is they don't know how to go about it, you know. And because it seems like the people in that part of the world, there's only one language they understand, and that is violence. And, you know, they can't sit with you diplomatically and discuss things because it's not in their lexicon. It's not in the vocabulary,
right?
You know, to sit there. So it's as though an entire people were destined just to create violence everywhere they go rather than just sit and figure things out and work things out. It's just there's so much hatred. There's just hatred that is you don't know where it comes from. You know, it's a result of thousands of years of culture and teaching people. But the reality is that now every Palestinian kid can pretty much count on being raised as a soldier. You know,
right.
And a hateful one at that. So what do you expect? You know, these people, thanks to their government, I mean, they elected the Hamas, which is a terrorist group. They have no idea.
Really?
Yeah, they have no idea how to run a country.
No.
You know, so, but they do know how to shoot very well. So they even, there's even infighting within them.
Yeah.
The factions are killing each other. So how do you expect them to really sit there and interact with Israelis in a civilized manner? You know, so what happens is that you get rockets being thrown, you get people infiltrating and shooting and everything, and there's just and suicide bombers, of course, which is a phenomenon that started in Israel, and you know, but with Palestinians, and then everybody, you know, in Baghdad started copying it and all that, but. The reality of the matter is that these people, many of them, have nothing to lose. So why would he not go and martyr himself by going and killing civilians? You know, and that's what they do best. They can kill civilians. They have no balls to fight soldiers. You know, so that's why when Israeli soldiers go in and there's shooting and infighting, what happens is many of these militants, they hide among civilians. So when you need to go after them, there's going to be collateral damage. There's going to be civilians dying.
It's going to be, yeah.
Yeah. And again, the Arabs seem to be very good at doing that. You know, they've done it in Baghdad as well. If you remember, they hid Scuds and military installments in Baghdad when we first went in.
That was
among
what,
civilians.
Back in you're talking about Desert Storm.
Desert Storm.
Yeah.
Yes.
In,
they
when
were
year
using
was that? The 89, 1990?
91.
91.
And there was a lot of civilians around.
Yeah.
You know, and so there's obviously little value to human life among those people, and that's why it's so easy to go and kill and maim and destroy other. Other people, especially when it seems to be like what unites the Arabs the most is the hatred for Israel. You know, otherwise they would be like so fractured all over because they hate each other too. You know, I mean, you never see them getting along unless they're all getting behind fighting Israel.
Right.
So I'm not going to get into a whole thing unless somebody wants to call and discuss this a little bit and stuff. This is obviously just one person's point of view, but an educated one at that. So there's not going to be any solutions there because nobody there is interested in talking. And when it only results to violence, all you get is dead people, but no peace. They're so close to having their own country. I mean, Israel at this point is so sick of war and terrorism that we'll just give them their own little country. But they don't even want that. They want the entire thing. They want the Jews pushed into the sea, and they want everything there.
You know? Oh, really?
Yes. Oh. Never mind the fact that just about every previously Arab house or property that is now owned by Jews – from the turn of the century and later, were those are properties that were bought with good money.
Yes.
By Jews.
Yes.
You know, so to say that the Arabs were kicked out is changing history.
Yeah.
It really is, and there's documented, you know, incidents and stuff of things like that. There's history to all of this. You know, so anyway, I hate talking about this stuff alone because it's not fair when there's nobody really to respond. You know.
Well, unfortunately, I'm not educated enough to respond to that.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I mean, you know, I'm not expecting you to, but and obviously, I feel strongly about it because this is my homeland
and stuff.
No, that's
true. And it's good that you're able to speak about it on an educated level because I'm sure that there are many listeners who aren't aware of the real situation over there as to why there is so much violence and the understanding, but also understand too that intervention via, you know, through American soldiers and so on isn't going to solve anything, which is why this Iraq war is just absolutely pointless. It's becoming completely pointless.
Yeah, it has. Become pointless a long time ago, obviously. And you know, I mean, I can understand some arguments as far as saying if we pull out, there'll be a vacuum, and then Al Qaeda will go in and stuff. But you know what? The point is that it's always going to happen. So at
regardless.
Any point, so when so we're not going to leave there for 100 years like McCain claimed. You know, I mean, we just can't do that.
I know.
So the thing is that we created that situation. Now we need to pull out of it.
Yeah.
And somebody better figure out how to do this. But it's never going to end. As I'm telling you again, look, in every point in the Middle East and then every place where these terrorists go, there's violence and violence and violence. That's all you see from these people.
Even from the age of 5-6 years old,
yes.
They're running around with
guns. I mean, they
and shooting at whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like go kill him, you know what I mean?
And they're raised with hatred.
Yeah.
They teach them in school.
Yes, exactly.
And they monsterize, you know, everybody around them that does not practice what they do.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So anyway, but it's like, you know, every time that somebody dies in Israel, it's a big deal because it's a very small country. So that country is very, very well trained at mourning.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's mourning going on all the time there. You know, whether it's soldiers that die, civilians that die, but it's just, you know, I mean, when you have war, you fight soldiers against soldiers, you know, but they obviously know they can't fight with the shit, so they go and they resort to terror.
Yes.
You know, so that's the situation in the Middle East, and you know, I mean, when you see it in big headlines almost every day, it becomes worrisome, you know, and you can't ignore it, you know. Anyway, look, a lot of people are in the chat room already, Manu, so let's read some of the things.
Well,
you see, the nice thing.
Well, I don't know how to do that.
Just go to our website and go to the Listen Live page. That you can find through a link on the menu on the top. And you go to Listen Live, and right under the speaker icon, we have Chat Live with a host. But the point is, you can chat live with anybody who's logging on. So I can see already Doug and Greg are chatting.
Listen
and
Live?
Yes, right there. And right underneath the speaker icon, scroll down. There, you see?
Yep.
It says chat. So if you open this, you'll see. And I see Doug's on, and... okay, we want to hear... Okay, Doug says, did you hear South Pasadena, California has become a cuss-free zone? This thing
are you
said,
kidding?
Yeah.
Well, shit, I won't be living there.
Yeah.
Or any of us, for that matter.
I know. And, okay, so I guess Greg and Doug are chatting, so that's okay. Let's see what this says. Manu, make up for not being educated by taking off your shirt for Sam. Okay, this comes from Greg. All right, Manu, let's do it. Let's do it. If Greg asks for it, you know, let's do it.
I'm not wearing a bra.
Really? No. You are wearing a fucking bra. You know, that would have been the first thing I noticed if you had worn one. Believe me, my eyes rove.
Oh, I made you look, you dirty joke.
You did. Well, I look all the time when you're not looking.
See,
but no, today she's wearing a t-shirt.
As I said that, I was doing a big old yawn stretch.
Uh-huh, yeah. I know. And shoving those prickly things in my face, you know.
Yeah.
Well, they're not big enough to get across the desk, but that's
no,
okay.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
They're very average.
Yeah. So,
okay, good average.
Yeah. Doug, you know, you have a problem with this chat. Talk to your brother. Okay, he put it on there. He didn't even ask me. So go ahead. I mean, it's obviously a great idea. But, yeah, it does refresh. It says every 80 seconds, but it seems like to refresh every 2 seconds. So, yeah, but hey, you guys, stop lurking in the chat room and call us, man. If you're listening, we want everybody to listen to you and hear you. So
yeah,
yeah. So Manu, so talking about no bras.
Yes. Actually, I never started wearing a bra until I came here to the United States.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For many years, I never wore a bra.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did that result in sagging or anything? No?
No.
You don't think so?
My boobs aren't heavy enough to
sag. Okay. But there are saggy small boobs, yeah.
Well, yeah. You know what? You're right. You're totally right. Yeah. I've seen some chicks that's like, wow.
Yeah, like fried eggs or something, you know?
What the hell happened there, man? You know?
I know. It's like, I mean, if I were a woman and I had like ugly tits, I'd be extremely bummed out, you know?
Oh, I know.
You know?
I know.
It seems like that's like the biggest pride for women, you know, when this thing sort of like walks, it precedes them, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, the things that women do around their breasts, like the way they wear
their blouse and all that.
Exactly,
kind of stuff.
And the bra and the cleavage and, you know, and all that is like amazing, you know, it's just.
And me, right, today yeah. I just have a full t-shirt on.
Yeah. I know, you're definitely not sexy today, Manu.
No.
You're not. Well, let's put it this way, you're not dressed sexy today.
No.
Okay? But that's okay. I can just sit here and imagine. Okay, let's see. Hiya, Manu, hiya, sexy. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, show, you know what? I can't read this shit, you know? but Doug is talking about C cups. So, Manu, tell him what cup size you have.
I'm a 34C.
Mm. So, Doug was right, the C cup.
Hey, okay. Good guess.
Not what we've established that.
How does he know?
What do you mean, how does Doug know? He's seen you. You spent like a whole day together.
But, you know.
Yeah. No, he didn't touch them, but I mean, you can tell from looking. I mean, they're not too small. They're not too big. It's C.
Oh, is that once you get to a B, it's too small, right? Exactly.
Well, no, not really. I mean, Bs are cute. You know,
Bs
but,
are cute.
Yeah, but Cs is like the most common, it seems.
Well, thank God I got Cs.
Yeah, I know. And
my sister had a triple A.
A triple A?
Yeah.
What is that?
Absolutely nothing.
Really?
Yeah. Poor girl.
Oh, my God. You see, now, these women, I think, do deserve to get a boob job, you know?
She finally.
Good.
After,
you know, but nothing too big, right?
But only last year.
Yeah?
She's like in her 40s and only...
Oh, wow.
Just only last year, she finally got a boob job.
Do you think a woman with really small boobs does not feel feminine?
Well, you know what? I can imagine what my sister was going through because she had to buy like special bras to fill out. And then, you know, I mean, clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the clothing doesn't, you know, don't, you know, compliment small breasted, I mean, no breasted women.
Well, you know, actually,
you know what I mean?
If you notice, many models have very small boobs, you know, so some clothes are made for them to wear without a bra.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
And it just kind of hangs
on
them. But,
we're talking about a mother, we're talking about a career
woman. You're right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so, you know, you got suits, you know, she wears suits to work and so on.
Right.
And you know what I mean? And on the weekend, she just wears a t-shirt because there's no point trying to put a bra on.
I know.
You
but,
know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, small boobs in general are nice, but when you have nothing, that's pretty scary, you know?
It is.
It's terrible.
Yeah, but...
I don't know what I would do if I was
a
woman.
The only time she had boobs was when she was pregnant.
Really?
Yeah. She goes like, look.
Yeah. I know. So, yeah, I mean, but, you know, I really don't like boob jobs. You know, I don't like artificial.
No, I mean, like.
You know, I like natural everything.
Listen,
you know?
I think if you were even an A cup, for God's sake.
Right.
I mean, you don't see, like, although I think it's occurring more often.
Uh-huh.
You don't see small boobed models going out there getting boob jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Although it is kind of occurring a little bit more, I've noticed.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I don't think models can have fake boobs, can they?
I don't know.
I think they expect you to look natural.
Yeah.
You know?
Models
do not are not big, you know? I mean, because
they're
trying
itty
to show.
Bitty.
Yeah.
They're itty bitty girls.
Yeah.
like small framed
and everything.
Small frames,
small clothes, you know, and
you don't see no big boned models out there.
Yeah, but there are. I can't remember who, but sometimes you can see they're really tall and stuff. You know?
Well, tall. Yeah. You can be tall.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm tall and I think I've got a medium frame.
Right.
But Tyra Banks, she's tall. Mm. She's the same height as me.
Really?
And she has the same frame as me.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'10".
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Tyra is, I think, actually, I have a feeling Tyra could be a little taller.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's another Angelina Jolie.
Mm-hmm.
She's the same height. Mm-hmm. However, she's got this tiny, tiny frame.
Mm-hmm.
It's lanky.
Yeah.
It's like one of those little skeleton dolls that you can hang up in the window, you know? Not that I think it's, you know, bad, but I mean, you know, there's sometimes just that natural frame.
Yeah.
And what's being read here?
Yeah, I mean, they're writing all kinds of things, Manu. You should read the one that Doug wrote to. He says, "Do you use sex as an instrument of power?" Or
hell
looks.
No.
No, you don't use that? You don't try to control people with sex?
No.
No?
No, not control people, no. Yeah. But when I do go out and I'm dressed for, you know, whatever event or something like that, I ooze it.
You ooze it?
Ooze.
Or
yeah.
Use sexuality.
Oh, yeah, I ooze sexuality.
Really?
I can so ooze sexuality.
Really?
Yeah.
You like doing that, huh?
Walk in a room and everyone goes like, oh. Wow. Who's that? You know.
Yeah, you love that,
totally
huh?
Cool.
Yeah, it's cool to get that kind of attention.
And it's totally cool that I know that I can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, and that's sexual power, definitely.
Definitely.
You know, yeah.
But I don't, I mean, I'm not using it to get anything.
Right. You just enjoy it. You enjoy the attention and everything.
Well, hey, when you're sitting close to 40 and you can still do that, that's really something, don't you think?
Yeah. I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
But Greg brings up something here that is true with small boobs, I think. He talks about 2-inch nipples.
Oh, my God. They are nasty.
Yeah. So, but he claims that he likes eraser types, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Have you heard the concept before? You know that they look like pencil erasers?
I know.
Yeah. I once had sex with this girl. It was a one-night stand, long time ago. And she had, like, the longest nipples, you know. I mean, they were, like, probably not 2 inches, but a good inch or so, you know. And it's really, it's weird. But you know what? Men like this stuff, Manu.
Oh.
We like everything that's unusual and different and
Did you flick it and see if it, like, you know, vibrated?
I did.
Flick, flick, flick.
I did, actually. But you're just tempted to bite the shit out of them, you know?
Ow, man.
I know, I know. There's just so many different kinds of boobs, you know?
Yeah.
And,
mine are kind of like smooth and round.
Yeah.
But then, you know, when they're cold.
Right, or when they're stimulated.
When they're cold, I get a nice shape going on there.
Yeah. So, I mean, so you at times when you're totally not aroused, they're like totally flat.
Well, yeah, they're flat,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Arousal's got nothing to do with it.
No. I mean, I know what you mean. Yeah. I mean, okay.
Like,
so either cold or arousal.
When I take off a shirt or take off the bra,
right.
Because you know it's like instant exposure to, you know, the air or something like
right.
that, or getting into a shower.
Then they
or,
prick up a little
or,
bit.
Yeah.
Or yeah.
toweling yourself down. It's mm-hmm. just movement, I guess.
I see.
Certainly not arousal.
Yeah, but. Yeah, but you don't have a time where they just, like, kind of stick out through the shirt or something, right?
Nah, not really.
Yeah, because with some women, I mean, even when they wear a bra, you can still see the nipples through the shirt.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah, I've seen that, too.
Yeah. And
that's like,
a sight
that's
to behold.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. You see,
no,
I mean,
it is, though.
Your eyes go directly there if you're a man, you know?
Directly. No matter how small or big.
Yeah. Headlights
or
are on. Exactly. You know, I mean, you see
have you ever
a pair
seen
of
those women, obviously, who have got saggy tits?
Yeah.
And then all of, you know, because the way they've put them in their bra, you can see that one boob, they kind of shaped it wrong, and the other one's still sticking down. You got nipples pointing up.
Yeah,
everywhere.
I guess. Yeah, but would you say that most women, it's probably not the same size, you know, that one boob is not the same size as the other?
I'm talking about positioning in a bra.
Oh, I see. Okay, the way they're positioned in the bra. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant about braless women and how...
No. There is, you know, like in a bra.
Right.
right? Most women will just put on the bra and they don't look at themselves in the mirror to do an adjustment.
I see. So the nipples are in different places.
So the nipples are either facing up or out, or and the other one's doing the opposite direction or up and down. You know what I mean? It's kind of funny to see. It's like, excuse me, ma'am, but I think you need to readjust.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like a man.
Yeah.
You know, they have to readjust their... their balls.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, readjustment is a necessity every once in a while.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, and I think balls are usually probably not an equal size either. You know,
no.
It's just that most most people are not symmetrical. You know,
no.
Few people are.
I'll and those people what, if are. If I was usually... a guy, I don't think I would like anything dangling between my legs.
Why?
That stuff would just be so annoying.
Okay, but it's not exactly dangling, okay? I mean, you don't have to... Yeah, you know what? When you wear boxer shorts, it does dangle.
Yeah.
Okay?
But I'm talking about guys who obviously have, like, huge, you know...
Schlongs.
Gonads.
Right.
No, just the gonads.
Okay. What's a gonads?
Balls.
Oh, okay. How the hell do I know that? Is that an Australian concept?
Must be. I don't know.
Yeah, I never heard of that before.
Gonads.
Okay, that's the new word for the day.
The word of the day, gonads. That's funny.
Okay, they're testicles or balls, but
oh, okay.
That's what we know them by.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, wow. You know that in Hebrew they call them eggs as opposed to balls.
Really?
Yeah. But it makes sense. They look more like eggs than balls, you know. They're not round.
Yeah. That's funny.
More like a football. But, I mean, you know what? Greg and Doug are getting so nasty on this chat board. I'm not... reading anything. I mean, look at them, you know.
Jeez.
There's
something with boob jobs. You can't adjust the nipple size.
Yeah, you know, and it's just, you know, I mean, sometimes on boob jobs you'll see like the whole stitch around the nipple and around the areola.
Yeah,
that's like
I
gross.
Think,
that's really gross.
But I think they change depending on the woman, I suppose. Some of them are like just underneath the boob waistline,
And
then some around the nipples.
Yeah, but I have a feeling like with a certain size, then you have to maybe resize the nipples or something. I don't know.
No, not resize, reposition.
Yeah, reposition them. That's right. So you have to take them out and put them back
in. So you've got to like, it's just like, my God, do you really want to put your body through that?
I know. Like, why would people go through that?
It's
and it
brutal.
Just shows you.
It's absolutely brutal.
Yeah. And
My sister was very sensible. She just got herself a very normal size, you know, just so that she could be comfortable in a blouse or in a bra, in a normal bra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
You know, that's sensible.
Yeah. I think it's harder to have two boobs dangling than to have a little schlong dangling between your legs, you know.
But you're walking.
And nobody can really
see. You get nut rash or something.
No, you don't get nut rash. You might get aroused, but you don't get nut rash.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe if you're really fat, then you do, you know. But
oh, God.
I don't have a nut rash problem.
My God. You know what? I saw this woman today, and... it's like, don't... Oh, my God. Didn't she just look in the mirror to see how awful she looked?
Mm.
I mean, seriously, she was wearing these black kind of like biker short type pants.
Right.
You know, like leggings.
Uh-huh.
And the girl was huge. I mean, you could see every crater, dimple, crease.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Camel toe between her legs.
I mean, it was just nasty.
Really?
It was just so freaking nasty. And then all she had was just a T-shirt over the top. And it was just...
I know. It's like, why are we subjected to this?
Why are you... Oh, my God. This is awful. And the funny thing is, like, I was watching this man who was in a business suit walking behind her. And it's like, God, isn't he got a sight? You know what I mean? And I was just visualizing what... Or, you know, like, trying to think, imagine what this... What was going through his head walking behind her. Because it was not... cool.
Really?
It was not cool at all.
Yeah.
It's like, girl, you need to... I don't know.
But some women like have like really humongous ones. And we talked about it the other day.
Well, but I mean, this woman was just...
Yeah, I know. It's
massive,
huge. And
like,
you need to get a reduction. I mean, how can you walk
around? No, I'm not talking about tits.
Oh,
I'm
she was totally fat.
She was just gross. like gross, and she's wearing these
obese,
like black leggings, but it wasn't hiding shit, man. I mean, seriously, her whole body was one size. You know, there was no definition of what was going on except a whole bunch of like cellulite craters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, didn't you just look at yourself in the mirror?
Yeah. No, many people don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. What are they talking about? He had a ball at a swingers club. Was that me? Yeah. Maybe they're talking about me. I don't know.
They are. But
yeah. Yeah, that was my story about the swingers club in Las Vegas a few years back. But I'm reformed now.
You're reformed.
I'm reformed.
Reformed.
Yes, I don't do that stuff anymore.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what, Sam? Can we take a break? Because I am sitting here almost, well, literally cross-legged.
Yes, peeing your pants pretty much.
I'm very close.
Okay. We'll be right back.
broadcasting live from high atop the BBS Talk Radio building. You're listening to the Sam and Manu Show.
So, we're back. Did you do what you had to do?
My God.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, I don't know if men get the same way, but sometimes it's just...
You can't hold it anymore.
It's like, I got to get the hell out of here. Do you ever get to the point where you can barely walk?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So it's the same feeling.
Yeah. And then I start dancing in place.
Yeah. All right. Except you guys can pinch the end.
So what? That doesn't do anything.
It doesn't?
No, it doesn't
do
anything.
Well, it might stop the dribble.
There's no dribble. What the hell are you talking about?
Well, I always imagine. Well, okay. Well, then in that case, obviously, for women, when we get to that point, there's no way to stop, you know, a little bit of fluid coming out.
Really?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, I always think of men. Mm-hmm. They're able to, like, at least pinch the end. You know what I mean? Just to stop it.
Yeah. I mean, you can actually do that. Some people do that to retard ejaculation, you know, if they feel they're going to come and they don't want to. Yeah, then it can do something. But I don't know as far as taking a leak, you know. I don't know what the story is there. But I do know sometimes it's like I get home and, you know, I'm at a point where if I don't just do it right there and then it's going to go all over the place, you know. So, but doesn't it feel like... like an orgasm when you finally do pee, you know, it's like building up and building up and there's so much pressure and then it's just relief.
It's like, oh, I know that. It's
you
like,
just build away.
And I've done that too. Like you sit down like,
Well, you know, I mean, the thing is that the body is a very selfish, self-centered, organism, because I mean anything that the body wants, you have to satisfy it right there and then.
Yeah.
Right?
No, that's
I mean
true.
Whether it's hunger, whether it's you know, thirst, these things can wait a little bit, but eventually it starts gnawing at you that you finally have to do it. But you know, also with you know, going to the bathroom and stuff, obviously, and or if it's pain, if you have pain, the body's not going to let you do anything until you take care of it.
Like if I'm hungry, I go senile.
Exactly.
I get really pissed.
So the body is just gimme, gimme, gimme.
Yeah.
And the soul more is like give away, you know. So that's my part of, that's my spiritualism for the day. So, so that, I mean, that's what I learned in the Kabbalah, you know. It's like the soul wants to give, the body wants to take, and that's what causes a lot of like problems in, you know, like conflict in you, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Well, I guess that's an interesting.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it gets
so
you
how,
thinking.
How
and stuff.
Did Jesus fast for 40 days and nights?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. But you know what? I can always send him a letter and see if he'll answer. You know, or maybe maybe it'll be faster with email, or I'll just carry a prayer tonight. I mean, Jesus talks to a lot of people. Maybe he'll talk to me too. I don't know.
Yeah, open up the rivers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, the big ocean.
Yeah.
Walk on water.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, when I studied the Kabbalah, there were some very interesting things. Like, let me just show you how I can connect the cosmos with the human body with the Bible. Okay? Are you listening? What did I say?
Something about the Bible.
Yeah,
and
okay,
Kabbalah.
Go ahead and read the fucking chat room, okay? We're going to get rid of that shit.
Well, I'm trying to figure
listening
out what
to
they're
me.
Saying.
Okay, but Manu,
something
you're sitting
about,
with
something
me.
Something about Doug wanting a date with me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we'll talk about that after the show.
I guess so.
But okay, but do you care to hear about this? Okay,
no,
I can
go
show
ahead.
You how I can connect the cosmos with the human body with the Bible. Okay, let me show you how. How long does it take for the Earth to go around the Sun?
1 year.
1 year. How many days?
Well, supposedly
365, right? Okay, 365 days. Now, do you know how many tendons we have in the body? That's 365 tendons that we have. Now, if you go into the Bible, then...
Tendons. You mean...
Yeah, tendons, like whatever connects the muscle to the bone.
All right, I understand.
Yeah, tendons.
Okay.
And then there are 365 things that you have to do in the Bible. You know, like the do commands, and then there's do not commands.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. So now that's just one part. Another part is Pluto, okay, which is the farthest planet, discovered recently.
Yeah, that they don't want to recognize.
Yeah. That one takes 248 years to go around the sun. 248.
Shit, really?
Yes. Now, do you know how many organs we have in the body? 248. Okay? And how many commands of do not do in the Bible? 248.
Wow.
You believe that? Wow. I mean, maybe it's a coincidence. Maybe it's a coincidence, but these numbers are not just numbers we use every day.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So so that is like very interesting stuff.
Wow, I'll have to ask William to do his little research
there. Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe he already knows about it and hasn't told me.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's a lot of very interesting things going on.
I suppose so.
But
he always finds interesting stuff. It's like, oh my God, where do you find this shit?
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, if you're curious, you know, you become like a sponge. You just want to learn new stuff all the time. And I'm like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and one thing that I told you is stressing me out is that I don't get to read as much anymore.
Right.
You know, all my books and magazines are piling up and I just have no time. When whatever time I have at home,
you'll
work.
You'll be going through just looking at the pictures.
Yeah. Not even time for that, you know. And I mean, I'd love to read some of my Time and Newsweek and Businessweek magazines so I can talk about stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but no such luck. But that's good. That's a good problem, you know. I mean, we get more and more shows and I'm happy.
You're happy.
Yeah, so
I'll
work
as hard. But you have to be
here. Yeah.
The Either whole time. That,
no, not really. I mean, I run the station from home too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Well, you know, that's not so bad.
Mm-mm. Not at all. I mean,
I'm
said.
An issue here.
Yeah, with the bra strap.
Yeah, the damn thing's been jabbing me in the back since I put it on this morning.
Yeah, isn't that irritating though? You know.
Oh my God.
You know
God.
How you have the.
You know what? At the end of the like all day,
yeah.
Right? Since.
All day it would bother you now.
7 a.m.
Yeah.
Yesterday morning until 2:30 this morning or whatever time it was.
Uh-huh.
By the time I was on my way home, I was getting so irritated, so annoyed.
Yeah.
The fact that I had this bra on that I started feeling like it was really, really restricting me, constricting me.
Really?
And it was just like, felt like it was very, so foreign.
Okay.
So and that's how I feel about bras in the first place.
Yeah.
I think I feel them so foreign.
Okay. Well, yeah. I can help you free your puppies if you'd like. I'm pretty good at it, really.
You know, I got that word from my girlfriend, Kim Lottie.
Mm-hmm.
And she's she calls herself the blonde diva. And she is, you know, for the most part. She's a blonde diva.
Uh-huh.
And she's in her, she's in her early 40s now. She just turned 50, I think, last year or something like that.
Yeah.
But she has some big puppies.
Uh-huh.
And that's what she calls them, my puppies, you know. And, you know, I mean, she has pictures of the Statue of Liberty between her cleavage and...
Really?
You know, and so, you know, she dresses them up.
And Esma Nu demonstrates that she's like cupping her boobs.
Well, you know, kind of thing, yeah. Yeah. Puppies. These are my puppies.
Yeah. You don't mind that I talk about that and stuff, right? I mean, you know
no,
what Johnny
I don't
asks?
Mind.
If you heard what Johnny asks his co-host, you would appreciate working with me, you know? I mean, he asks them if they swallow and all that stuff, you know? I mean, it's like...
Howard Stern asked, oh, you know what?
Yeah, but we're not Howard Stern.
No. But, you know, I was listening to a Howard Stern show, uh-huh. And Lisa Rinna. No, is that right?
Yes. Uh-huh. She was always on the show. Yeah.
And
did you hear the questions he asked her? And she answered.
She answered, like, straight up, blatantly, so honest. I was like, good on her.
I know. And that's why I like her.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's like straight up down to earth. Yeah.
Yeah.
I let Harry fuck me between the tits.
Exactly.
You know,
and come on my face and
come
stuff.
Come on my
you know?
Face and stuff.
Yeah. So that stuff. I know. Well,
like,
I can't wait
gosh.
For the day when we have that kind of reputation. So then we can ask our guests also about these things. Right now, I feel like they'd probably shoot us if we did, you know.
No. I mean, oh gosh. We've already had one woman walk away. Oh, I heard you talk about that magazine.
Yeah, that comic book. And she took
come on.
Yeah.
Get over yourself. Jeez. I mean, it's you know what I mean? This is just something that just blows me away here in America. I mean, like back home, we talk about anything very, very freely.
Right.
You know what I mean? There is no shame about talking about whatever it is.
Yeah.
There's no shame about cussing. There's no, you know what I mean? There's there's not this presumptuous bullshit. But here, everyone's like, oh, what? You can't talk about that. You know what I mean? And it's just like, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah. I don't know. But Lisa Rinna, I mean, she's really cool, you know, and she always comes on the show. And that's amazing. That's what Howard can do. He can get anybody to talk about anything, you know. And
but that requires... I think she would talk about it anyways, regardless.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if with anyone, but And she's very cool. Did you know she has a couple stores called Belle Gray, and one of them is across the street from where I live.
Ah.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's called Belle Gray. It's like a clothing store.
Oh,
for
I didn't
women.
Know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, women's clothing.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I didn't obviously catch that part of
show. She mentioned Belle Gray, but we've known about this for a long time.
Right.
I mean, we went to a farmer's market once, and we saw her with Harry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, walking by. Yeah.
Harry Hamlin.
He's pretty hot, right? I mean, he's like
all
a
right.
very handsome man, I
he's
think.
He's a handsome guy. Yeah. I mean, obviously much older. There's something about him that's...
He's like, how
would you say?
Like a pouty face, no?
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah, he does. But it's also very soft. Even if he has age, there's just something about it that's kind of still attractive.
Yeah.
Like Sean Connery.
Yeah.
I mean, how old is that dude? And yet you still look at him and go like,
Yeah,
that's really a good looking man.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And who else? Pierce Brosnan.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Brosnan.
Brosnan.
Sorry.
You know, the actor. The one
The
that,
James Bond?
The James Bond.
Pierce
the other,
Brosnan.
Yeah.
Brosnan.
You look at him and, you know, he too is obviously
he's very suave, that
an older man.
Yeah.
But there's something about him. It's like,
Well, he's not quite as old as Sean Connery. That's why
I was
surprised about that. But yeah, I mean, Pierce Brosnan, you know, I mean, you want to talk about some handsome men, you know, I mean, there's some like really very sophisticated looking men out there, you know, and you know, I mean, there's a lot of tough ones, but the ones that stand out, you know, like Pierce Brosnan, I mean, you can't find anything wrong with him, you know?
No, not at all.
Yeah, but you know, he's married to someone who's not that hot. You know?
Yeah, you know,
and Mel Gibson too, right? I mean, his wife is not that hot.
Yeah,
I
know.
A lot of people do. That's interesting, but it shows you that people, not everybody goes for looks, you know.
No,
which is encouraging.
But you notice they're also the ones in good, healthy, well, long-term marriages too.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Mel Gibson.
Yeah, you see, I knew I shouldn't have talked about... I mean, you can't digress from a conversation for 2 seconds.
Ah!
You know, Greg is already say I'm gay for Howard Stern. You know what? You're right. You know, if I met him and he asked me to bend over, I'd let him do me, you know? Just to be next to Howard Stern.
goodness gracious.
Yeah, then he says, oh, I'm gay for Harry Hamlin, too. Okay, I'm gay. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was it Manu? Do you like to hear the sound of your own voice while having sex? Wow.
Well, do you?
She's ignoring me. I'll have to get nasty.
Yeah. Manu said she's not really a screamer, right?
No, I'm not.
No. Are you a talker? I mean, do you like to talk dirty?
Well, you know, I experience... I experience saying, oh, God, shit, cheese, crap.
Cheese, crap? How about fuck me? Like the whore that I really am.
No, it's like it's too big, you know.
Oh, okay.
Jeez, man, I tell you what, the next man will have to live up to a whole bunch of
shit. Yeah, yeah. That's true, yeah.
Oh,
I know,
well.
I've spoiled a lot of women that way.
Ah, there you
if
go.
If I do say so myself.
And I'll tell you what, it's true.
Yeah.
I
know,
think
once
it's true.
You get something like that, it's hard to go back to a, you know,
yeah, I know.
A French fry.
A little pinky. Hello, little boy.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that joke?
Which one?
I mean, it's such a lousy, you know, like teenage joke or even like a 10-year-old joke.
Okay.
And there's old grandma, she's sitting on the porch, And every day, little Tommy or Johnny, let's say, oh, you know, the old Johnny jokes, right?
Right,
He walks past Grandma, and every time he walks past, she goes, "Hello, little Johnny," and wiggles her little pinky, you know, at little Johnny.
Uh-huh.
"Would you like to have a cookie?" You know, that
really?
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
And Johnny goes like, no, I got to go to school now. So this obviously goes on for a while.
Uh-huh.
And then one day, Johnny goes back, you know, goes past Grandma. Mm-hmm. We'll just call her Grandma. And she goes, "Hello, little Johnny. Would you like some cookies and milk?" And Johnny turns around and does the old frog face, you know, with the fingers in there. And
when he pulls the sides of his face.
Right. And he goes, "Hello, Grandma," or something like that. He just screams out something else, you know, to say that implies that he may have a little dick, but she has this big whopping great hole.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's
I don't see the leap from that to this. But
no,
the worst fucking joke I've ever
heard. No, it wasn't meant to be a joke.
Oh, it's not a joke. So I'm waiting for the punchline, though.
No, but there was... No. I was just telling you that there's, you know, the old Johnny jokes.
Yeah.
And I was just letting you know there was a joke about Grandma going this, and then Johnny finally opens up his mouth.
Okay. Still, I'm saying it's the worst fucking joke I've ever heard. Wow. Stop being offended by everything I say, okay? I mean, I can just say something, and you can say, okay, so fuck this joke, you know?
Oh.
Or you can say it's funny, you know?
No, but I wasn't trying to tell a joke.
Okay. But don't turn, like, mad on me, at me, you know? I mean, fuck that.
No, I wasn't turning mad on you.
Okay.
Oh, believe me, Sam. Mm. You will know.
I will know when you're mad.
If I'm pissed at you.
Oh,
trust
okay.
me.
Good. Well, maybe we need to take you there one day. I'm curious to see.
No. It's ugly.
Yeah.
In fact, I think
But it'll make for good radio.
I had this conversation with someone yesterday, you know, about me unleashing the animal.
Uh-huh.
And it's not cool. It's not cool. I'm one of these people that I'm very mellow, and something like that. And then, boom, I'll
Until
snap.
Your button is pushed. I know, I'm the same way. I'm the same way, you know?
Next thing, I'm a freak.
Yeah.
Like, damn. Like,
I know, it's amazing
happened?
How much anger there is inside people, you know, that doesn't get out.
And I think, you know, too, that most part, I think for a lot of, I keep internalize it.
Right.
You know, because I don't want to. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be, you know, upset at things and so on.
Yeah, because you feel out of control, you know.
Yeah, so I, like, you know, I calmly let it go over my head or in one ear out the other. And you know, I just like, da-di-da-di-da, you know.
Yeah.
You know, which makes me a little wary of these people who walk around, you know, "Oh, peace, babe," you know. And then it's like, dude, you know, like, you really need to get in tune with your angry side.
Yeah, I know.
Have you ever thought
about
that?
A lot of people are very angry, yeah.
I always wondered about that. You can't possibly go through life going like, "Hey, peace, dude."
Yeah.
You know, and have this constant calm or peace about you.
Yeah.
There's got to be something like that always scares me. That always worries me.
Yeah. But you know what? I like when it happens to me sometimes if I'm still sane, I will try and deconstruct it and sort of like compartmentalize it because, you know, I mean, you have to trivialize that anger because otherwise, you know, you have to understand that the reason you're angry is because things don't go your way.
Right.
You know, and, you know, I used to be angry at everything. I felt everything was against me and everyone was against me and that God was against me and everything. And, you know, and then I realized, you know, it's like I'm constantly trying to be in control of things that happen around me. And when when I'm unsuccessful, I get pissed off, you know. So.
Right.
I think when you realize that that's your thought process, then you can start sort of short-circuit it, you know, and that. So,
You know, that. But that's good that you recognize that.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's
because,
what it's about.
Because
you know?
A lot of people, you know, like I've dated a man that was like that, angry, mad, you know, everything, if it didn't go his way, he got mad. And I mean, like, seriously, dude, I mean, it was really crazy.
Yeah.
And it was all about ego and control.
Mm-hmm.
Ego and control. And that was the two things that made him and behave the way he did. And you know what I mean? Like just ooze this ugliness. Thank God I didn't date the guy for very long. But it's like I should have slapped myself in the face for even thinking that I could date someone like that. Please.
Yeah.
Come on. Mm. Jeez, wasn't I a dumbass? You know, I've made some stupid things. I've done some stupid things in my life.
Really?
You know, when it comes to dating
people. Haven't we all? Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Haven't we all? I mean, that's how you learn, you know.
Yeah,
it'd be a lot nicer if we could be born at the age of 70 and then go backwards, you know.
Yeah, wouldn't
it? And have all that wisdom.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Because it's the youth really is being wasted on the youth, you know.
Yes. No kidding.
Yeah, so let's take a little break and we'll be back right after this.
All right.
Socialists. They could be fascist anarchists. It still wouldn't change the fact that I don't own a car.
And everything that does.
I've been in prison for 3 years. My dick gets hot after the wind blows.
You're listening to the Sam and Manu Show on BBS Talk Radio.
Okay, and we're back, and our chat room is burning.
Yeah, not kidding.
Manu, what did you write there?
Well,
like, it's funny to see porn chicks get spag in their eyes.
Yeah.
What's spag? I guess that's jizz.
Jizz, yeah. Spag, jizz.
Load.
Load.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they, you know, they get it all in their eyes.
I know, and, like, and gooey.
They got one eye closed and they're blinking away and, you know, their faces all being screwed up.
I know. It's not like the ultimate humiliation
and
to...
And then maybe their fake eyelash might fall off. Yeah.
Isn't that the ultimate humiliation to come on someone's face? You know?
I know.
I mean, it's almost like peeing on them, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, come on, you know?
No, I'm not one to have that happen to
me. No, you don't like that? You know what's that? What that's called?
When
people come on a woman's face,
what?
It's called bukkake.
Oh, okay? Really?
Yeah, it's such a Japanese term. But usually that's reserved for when they do like a whole circle of men and they all come on the face of the woman who's lying in the middle of the circle.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine that? Oh, now I know where Soggy Sayos comes from.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to explain that one.
Yeah. So, the Japanese like all kinds of weird stuff, you know. When you watch Japanese porn, I mean, the shit they put their women through is just...
I haven't seen Japanese porn.
Yeah, it's different. It's different.
Well, how funny is that? Now, okay, I just mentioned, now I know how Soggy Sayos happened. Back in when I was in the military, and I was, you know, I was the only woman in this male-dominated, you know, brigade.
Right.
And I walk into the boozer, and, you know, there's a circle of guys.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what's going on there? And they're going like, oh, they're playing Soggy Sayos. I was like, Soggy Sayos? What the fuck is that? So in Australia, we have this biscuit called Sayos, right? S-A-O.
Right.
And it's kind of like a wafer kind of biscuit, square biscuit.
Right.
And so the guys, I mean, this is so crazy, okay? Yeah. The guys play this stupid little game that they hold a Sayo and they wank themselves off and basically the last guy to come on the biscuit has to eat his soggy Sayo.
Oh,
they
my
come on the biscuit.
God.
So the last guy who comes
really
has to eat the Sayo.
Oh my God. I'd always be the one having to do it because
you would lose.
I couldn't come with guys around me.
I don't know how
people can do. Now that's gay.
That okay? is gay, isn't
to
it?
To sit there and jerk off next to a guy or a bunch of guys, that's gay.
I know, but it's something. I don't know. I know.
It's like I'm amazed at some of the games that men make up.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, they're so fucking gay.
I know. It's always stood there at the bar. I was like, okay, let's see who the loser is. And it was so funny, you know, because obviously the guy lost and it's like everyone's like, come on, go, 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 go. And then like this dude's trying to eat his freaking Sayo with his cum all over it.
Yeah. I mean, how do people think of all this shit, you know?
I don't know.
You know, they have like those female domination movies where the man is like a slave, you know, and then they'll jerk him off and make him eat his own cum and shit, you know, and it's like, ugh. I mean, who would subject themselves to that? You know, but the amazing thing is...
Who was it? Greg just told me that in America, mm-hmm. you know, Soggy Sayos
right.
is called... what is it?
Spooge?
No, Gooey Cookie.
Oh, gooey. Yeah, Greg would know. He has those for breakfast with his coffee.
Wow, Greg, this is something different that I know about you now. How do you know that?
I think he's losing his mind staying at home with all that snow around him. You know, he can't go anywhere. Yeah, he's going stir crazy.
Snow crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, you would have to. Cabin fever.
Yeah.
God, that would be awful.
Yeah.
Cabin fever?
Cabin fever, yeah.
Yeah. Does it really exist, do you think?
I think so. What if you were, you know, subjected to that? What if you were, like, stuck somewhere for a long time?
I don't
Wouldn't
know.
Wouldn't you go crazy?
I'm not sure. Depending on how creative I can be.
Yeah, but eventually you'd want to go out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's hard not to. I mean, and you seem to me like an outdoors kind of person. Huh?
Oh, yeah. You know what? You have a very good point there.
Yeah.
Yep, I would go crazy.
Yeah.
I would. Because I'd like to be outdoors
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, how can you be stuck? So, Greg, our hearts go out to you. He says that gooey cookie is a frat hazing activity, you know, So, there you go, with the fraternities, too. I mean, what the fuck is that all about? They're all like, you know, all those little things that they do, the rituals, are all gay.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you hear about that frat hazing where they shoved things up their
up his ass? Yeah.
Something like
yeah.
that. What was that all about?
And I don't know what it was, but
and
yeah.
And then one of them died or something like that, right?
One of them died. Yeah. Yeah, I think
Is
so.
Is that what happened?
I don't remember, Manu. I don't remember. It's happened a few times.
Yeah.
And, I don't know who's responsible for that.
Like, why do men do that shit? I mean, you got to question that. You don't hear of women doing crazy shit
no,
like that.
No, men do a lot of crazy shit. And I think it's the testosterone. I really do. It makes you do crazy stuff, you know? Because, I mean, think about
it. Like they have to go and screw a sheep or something like that.
No, not only that, but let me look at Clinton, you know? He went in, he wanted a blowjob, and then he had to pay for it dearly.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Now, that's a stupid thing to do. You're president of the United States. You don't fucking do that shit. You know, wait until you get out of office, then go.
I mean,
do
my
it.
God, if she was like the hottest chick on the planet, then hey.
But it
you
was
know,
still stupid.
It was still stupid, but yeah. Monica Lewinsky, oh come on.
But you see, it's like I'm telling you, for sex, it's like you do stupid things, and then you come and you go, what have I just done?
Yeah, like wow, that was really worth it.
Yeah.
You know?
But you can't. But that's the thing. You can't think clearly when you're horny. You can't.
See?
You know, something happens. I think some chemicals are released in the brain.
Yeah.
And it totally overpowers your logic there, your reason.
Well, then, you know what that gives? I guess then that gives a good reason for a woman to forgive her man.
Yeah.
When you think of it that way.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know what, that does make total freaking sense.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I think so. Good. So from now on, we can go have affairs and... And we'll be justified.
Well, no. I mean, you know.
I love that. Why don't you make a law like that? Yeah, men can't help themselves, so they can go fuck anything that walks, and we'll forgive them.
Yeah, even sheep, that's like they do in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Wasn't it something like, there's something phenomenal, like 13 sheep to one person in New Zealand?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that, this just sounds crazy. That just sounds
It does crazy. Sound crazy, but the men seem to be satisfied.
They certainly are. It's usually the
It's a lot of pussy.
It's usually the boy's first experience.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, disgusting, man.
Fuck well, at least that's a rumor anyway.
fuck a sheep.
It's supposed to feel the same way.
Yeah. Yeah, but I've yet to see a woman that hairy, that furry.
Oh, God, and then they have to deal with the dags.
Oh.
Ew, gross.
Yes, you're grossing this out. So what's in the news today, Manu? Anything going on?
Oh, I don't know.
I have a little story here for, it's sort of a human interest story from CNN. But
okay.
I think Greg is going to get kicked out of this because this man decided to do the patrols in his neighborhood. So he took a barbecue smoker mounted on a three-wheeled scooter and armed with an infrared camera, spotlight, loudspeaker, and aluminum water cannon that shoots a stream of icy water about 20 feet.
What? How funny.
Yeah, I mean, there's a picture of it. It's like this little... you know, thing that he constructed.
Yeah.
And he calls it street security or something.
Street security. Man, he should bring that down to South Central here.
Yeah. So, so Greg, when you're getting ready to get rid of your grill, you can always turn it into a barbecue Robocop. Isn't that weird? I mean, people have nothing to do. Like fucking yank ads out of fucking Craigslist.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Fuck.
You know? I had a
This is just, I mean, it just reminded me, because people have nothing better to do, you know?
Yeah,
they're all kinds of stupid shit.
Well, you know, there's some insane people out there.
Yeah.
I don't want to say insane. What's the word? Well, you know, I don't know.
Imagine the person that's flagging my ads all the time. I mean, he's got to be sitting there refreshing the page every 2 minutes. He really does. I mean, what kind of a fucking life is that? For crying out loud.
I can't answer that for you.
Yeah. But and then in other news, Obama advisor resigns over a comment that she made, and she called Hillary a monster.
Hang on. What? Say it again.
A Barack Obama advisor. Okay.
Barack Obama advisor.
Right. Samantha Power.
Samantha Power resigned.
Yeah.
Right? Is that correct?
Hold on just a second. Something's popping up here. Johnny Damn, do you know this person? Yes, I know this person. Please allow me to see when you're online.
Wow,
Johnny, I don't know what you're trying to say, but you can always call. I don't know what he means. Something popped up here.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But essentially, she's an advisor, I guess, for Obama in his campaign.
Yes.
Now, she just resigned after calling Hillary a monster.
Oh, after he called?
No, she. The advisor called Hillary Clinton a monster.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like a forced resignation?
Obviously. Yeah. And she said, last Monday I made inexcusable remarks that are at marked variance from my oft-stated admiration for Senator Clinton. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So,
whatever.
Yeah, people will always speak their mind when you just give them an option to the opportunity to talk. So, so much for her.
Like us.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine how much damage that can create for Obama?
For Obama? Yeah, that's horrible.
It's terrible, yeah.
That's horrible. But at least someone stood up and said, okay, that was uncalled for. You know what? Anything like that should be uncalled for in this kind of debate presidency running. Because if they are resorting to calling each other's names and like demeaning each other and so on, what kind of people are we allowing in parliament then?
Yeah, you lose respect for these people, yeah.
I mean, even just some of the attacks that they make at each other.
Yeah.
Like, how can I look at you and say, like, wow, you're really a good person?
And not only that, but then they end up taking their rival as their running mate.
Yeah.
You know? So if it ends up being a Hillary Obama ticket, you know, this is the person that you criticize all the time. Now you're working together.
Yeah.
And saying how great you are, the other person is.
It doesn't make any damn sense.
So we all know politics equals bullshit.
Bullshit. You know? And like, what are we teaching out here? Because I know back home, mate, you can't say shit. You can't say anything bad about your opponent or anything of the sort. You have to tell it what you are trying to do.
Right.
You can't attack anything else. You know what I mean? It's on your own legs, man.
Yeah.
So, and then who was it that they pulled up for dressing as a drag queen?
When?
Can you remember?
When?
One of the running candidates.
They found him in a woman's.
They had pulled him up. Oh, because it came out before Barack Obama was dressed in his Muslim.
Right.
Get up.
Right.
Right. And it was like, I say, okay, what do we got? We got Obama in a Muslim thing, and then we've got such and such. I cannot remember who that candidate was. Dressed as a drag queen.
Wow.
A hardcore drag queen.
Really?
Like literally going like. Oh, that's a woman. Oh my God, that was a guy? Yeah, it's one of the candidates.
One of the presidential candidates?
Yes.
Nah.
I'm not kidding. Come on,
guys. Come on, guys. I thought it was some obscure politician.
Hey, no, not some obscure politician, no.
Oh, wow.
No, one of it, like, God, who was it?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, if you're listening to this, you need to let us know who that was.
Oh, okay.
Who that was.
All right.
But, I wouldn't be lying about this.
No?
No.
Cool.
Because I thought it was funny. Because I also saw it on, what's his name?
Let's take a phone call.
Oh,
someone funny looking is calling us.
Oh, funny looking?
Yes. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hello, Sam and Manu. This is Hillary Clinton calling.
Oh, sounds like Darth Vader to me.
It does, doesn't it?
It's a good Darth Vader, too.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So, well, I was listening to your show, and I heard the comments about that Obama person saying I was a monster, and I have no idea why they would think that.
Yeah, are you a monster, Hillary?
No. Do I sound like a monster to you?
No, not at all. Not at all. You sound like fucking Darth Vader to me. Just do the James Earl Jones... accent.
May the force be with you.
Yeah.
May the force be with you.
Oh, you see, there you go. There you go. Well, you passed the audition, man. For Star Wars number 22, you'll be Darth Vader.
Busy on the campaign trail trying to, I was able to lock up Ohio, which I was very thankful for.
Oh, okay.
But I do listen to the show, and I want you to know I'm a very big fan, and I hope I can count on your votes here in November.
Thank you, Hillary. We love you, and we are voting for you. So keep on doing what you're doing, And you know what? Even if you're a bitch, I don't care. I'm still voting for you.
Are you voting for me because you don't like black people?
Well, it's funny you would bring that up because actually, no. That's not the issue at all.
Good. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
I think Obama is an outstanding man and I like him a lot.
Yeah, but you know, Hillary, if you're bringing up the race issue, then you must be thinking about it, right?
No, but my staff has been putting things together to say to you, and this was one of the things I was told to say.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So, yeah, keep listening to your advisors, Hillary. And actually, there's a good picture of you on CNN today.
Yeah, there
is. I'm very photogenic. I get quite a bad rap for bad pantsuits and hairdos, but I'm very attractive.
Yes, you could be.
So what happened to the pictures on that commercial you did for your new perfume?
What about them?
Did you hear the fragrance commercial we did on your on our show here?
Yeah, it's new fragrance.
I think you're confused. That was just a radio bit. I don't really have a perfume named Cuntzilla.
Oh, I see. So it's not your perfume, Hillary.
No, I don't think I can possibly launch a perfume and run for president at the same time. If you know what I'm saying.
I see. Okay. All right. Okay, Hillary. You've really gone over the deep end here, Hillary. Okay, well, thank you. Go back to arguing with Obama there. And we do love you, Hillary. And
I bless you, and I hope I can count on your vote. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, by the way.
All right, and that was Darth Vader calling into the show. You know.
And you totally cut her off.
I did, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, well. She's had enough to talk for
she
one day.
She goes, and by the way, and then that was it.
Okay, well, you know, she's going to go on forever if we don't stop that.
Why not?
But you know what? If I didn't know that that it was Greg, I would really think, and I'd fall for it, I would think that was Hillary Hilton. Hilton? Hillary Hilton? What the fuck am I thinking? What am I thinking?
It's like that dude Perez Hilton, right? God.
No, but it did sound just like Hillary Clinton. I mean, if I didn't know in advance, I would think it was her.
Yeah.
You see, but I'm smarter than that.
Jeez. I don't know, you know. I think I kind of picked that. Whatever.
Manu, you know, I need to go to the bathroom now, and I'm sure our listeners really care.
Your turn.
But, we'll go and we'll be right back.
It's the night.
broadcasting live from high atop the BBS Talk Radio building. You're listening to the Sam and Manu Show.
That's right. We have our own building already. We've only been in business for a month. We already own this building, this 37-story building downtown L.A. Well, wow. Yeah, it's our own little kingdom here.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah.
So, earlier on in the show, we talked about, Israel and so on. Mm-hmm. And I got an email this morning.
Yeah.
Like stuff that we don't know about Iraq or what what we aren't being told.
Right.
Now, I don't know if this is all true. I don't know how the source
anything on the internet is dubious.
Sometimes it is a little questionable, but anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was, there's like... It states, like, did you know, right? The things that, did you know such and such and such,
Right.
And it's like, did you know that 47 countries have established their embassies in Iraq?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it wasn't, do you know what I mean? And so that's the basis of it, right?
Right.
Okay, so check this out. Did you know that 3,100 schools have been renovated? 364 schools are under rehabilitation. 263 new schools are now under construction. And 38 new schools have already been completed in Iraq.
Mm.
So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Because it gives you a different, like, okay, so what is Iraq? What is really happening in Iraq?
Mm.
If that's, just say that statement is true.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think we know how much suffering is going on. You know, I mean, obviously, this hurts, this hits you where it hurts most.
Right.
You know, I mean, schools, education,
like
that.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think what this email is implying is that the public is being delivered that Iraq is in a downpour, or it's just in such bad wreckage, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
and it's useless and it's going nowhere, and you know what I mean, that kind of thing.
Right.
And yet, this is something that's being said.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Iraq's higher educational structure consists of 20 universities, 46 institutes and colleges, and 4 research centers, all currently operating.
Right.
And did you know that 25 Iraq students departed for the United States in January of 2005 for the reestablishment of Fulbright program? I don't know what Fulbright program is. Wonder what that is.
Never heard of it.
No.
Yeah. But so you're saying that things are actually better in Iraq than we think.
Than what we're perceiving.
I see. Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, you're looking at the silver lining and the light at the end of the tunnel, which is nice.
Well, does that imply that something is happening? You know what I mean?
I don't think so, because I think all the things you're seeing, this is stuff that was built before Saddam Hussein ever left.
Right.
I mean, he's the one that built up that country to be that way. Look, Iraq under Saddam was very successful. You know, it was a flourishing country.
Right.
They had a lot of income from oil and stuff,
mm-hmm.
So,
no doubt that wouldn't be,
it was a cool place, we didn't like Saddam, but he was able to do what we can't do with the whole fucking army, and that is control these people,
I don't know, so why were we after him? Why were we trying to kill the bastard?
Because Bush was going after father's nemesis. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line, He had to finish the job that his father started.
And yet, Jesus. You know what?
But, so they told us lies. They fed us all this bullshit. And now we're stuck in there.
I'm glad you said that. I'm so glad you said that. Because, I really think that is so true. And so many people are freaking ignorant enough to believe that we are in Iraq for the purpose of world peace and such bullshit.
No, that's bullshit.
And I'm so glad you said that. That the reason why Bush had implemented this whole thing is because he wanted to protect his own interests.
Yeah, to save his father's face, you know. I mean, I can't imagine what else it would be, you know. This is a man that's childish, infantile, and tries to please his daddy.
Oh, my God. Even his nephew is a dickhead.
Yeah, you know. He does have two hot daughters, though, I must admit.
He does?
They're pretty hot. You haven't seen Bush's daughters?
No.
Yeah, he's got twins, I think.
What?
Yeah. And the twin girls. They're pretty pretty cute.
Jeez. Yeah. Oh, hang on. One of them was going to get married, right?
I think she's married or pregnant, something like that about her.
Oh yeah. Because I remember hearing something about like there were very few presidential, you know, daughters getting married in the White House. So I remember like the engagement party was happening in the White House and that the wedding was going to happen in the White House. I don't think it's happened yet.
No. Yeah. I'm sure we would have heard about it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So, you know, shit the dog. And then, you know what? And then I get another email via like some woman in Canada totally believing that the war in Iraq is legitimate and I mean, it was just unbelievable. Yeah. Like, okay, whatever. And let me pull it up because it is quite a contrast to what most people are now starting to think. You know, like, this was a really bad idea.
Yeah.
This was all bullshit in the first place. You know what I'm saying? And it was totally over the selflessness of someone's power. You know what I mean? And abuse of power. Right. Do you feel that way?
Yeah.
You do? Yeah, I'm glad you do too. At least we agree on one thing, goddammit.
Really? You feel that way, huh?
Yeah. All right. So anyway, so this is an email from a woman who is from Canada. And the title is I Don't Care. And it says, like, oh, here is a woman who should run from prime minister. And it's written by a housewife, mind you, in New Brunswick, Canada, to her local newspaper. And so she goes, are we fighting for a war on terror or aren't we? Was it or not started by Islamic people who brought it to our shores on September 11, 2001 and have continually threatened to do so since? Wow, didn't she get brainwashed? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, okay. You know, I mean, most people believe that, you know, but and let me remind you that all of us believed that at one point or another.
Yeah, didn't we? We were totally fooled. Yeah, we all got sucked into it, and it was like the perfect way to create people all at once to, like, you know, make him, put him on a pedestal, like, my God, he's going to save us. Oh, my God, we're under attack.
Well, you've got no one else to blame but the American people for electing him. And twice. I think that is pathetic. I really do. It's embarrassing. It's pathetic.
It is. And I can't believe it. It is so embarrassing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, she even mentions, like, oh, did nearly 3,000 men and women, wow, she even said, and children die in horrible, burning and crushing death that day, or didn't they? I mean, so basically, she's like going on, like, we went through all of this, and yet we're meant to feel sorry or pity to those people who were in Guantanamo Bay.
Right, uh-huh.
You know, that were being tortured and so on, and yet they have more civil rights than she claims that American people or we did.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
and we're supposed to feel sorry for him. But anyway, I'm sorry to the person who sent me this, but I think you're fucking brainwashed too. I'm sorry. and you know, that's kind of like how I felt too.
Yeah. I know.
All right. I know. Okay, I pissed off one of my members.
Well, that's okay. That's okay.
Oh, well.
You know, so, I mean, you know, I used to write a blog, I told you, just for the hell of it. I don't think anybody was reading it. And it's really interesting because when I wrote this, it was on Blogspot. I had one entry on November 16, 2005,
mm-hmm.
You know, And it says, the election of George Bush for a second term to the most important office in the world remains the greatest mystery of this young century. How did he manage that achievement? This man can't even talk. Listen to some of the things he says. So this is what I wrote, right? About George Bush being reelected. So listen to some of the things that George Bush says or has said.
Okay.
If it were to rain a lot, there's concern from the Army Corps of Engineers that the levees might break. And so, therefore, we're cautious about encouraging people to return at this moment of history.
What?
At this moment of history. Yeah. So, yeah. What does that mean? I don't know. Only he does.
Yeah.
And then he said, I think younger workers, first of all, younger workers have been promised benefits, the government promises that have been promised. Benefits that we can't keep. That's just the way it is.
Oh, my God.
This is how our president talks. This is who we elected for two terms, Manu. Then he goes on and says something else. Says, anyway, I'm so thankful and so gracious. I'm gracious that my brother Jeb is concerned about the hemisphere as well. So then I concluded that saying, compared to other two-terms presidents, like FDR, Reagan, Washington, to name a few. Is he even in the same league? You've got to be kidding.
No.
You know?
Not at all.
So, I mean, I was just shocked to see this man reelected.
Did you know that, I don't know if you knew this, but apparently he can't even say nuclear.
Yeah? He says nuclear?
Yeah.
Yeah, nuclear. Yeah. I know. I mean, this guy is like, you know...
Oh, and then like totally like blindsided. Oh, what gas is $4 a gallon? You know, how dumbfounded. And then literally 5-10 minutes later, well, I just came from a, you know, a meeting discussing the prices of gases, and it's like, you're such a dumb fuck. You really are. Did you not just, you know, like 10 minutes ago, you know, like be wide-eyed and freaking, what's the word when deer's look in the headlights?
Deer like caught in the headlights?
Deer caught in the headlights. Right. When asked the question, you know, like, what's your feeling on the price of gas is at $4 a gallon?
Yeah.
And he's like, what? I didn't know that. Well, that's the first I heard of it.
Yeah.
And then he goes and claims that he had a big meeting about oil prices. Yeah.
That, I mean, this man has no clue. Absolutely no clue.
He's the biggest joke in the freaking history
of
the world.
I'm wondering if it's not someone that was planted by someone else, you know? Did you ever see the movie The Manchurian Candidate? I mean, that's what it was about.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, they were brainwashing this guy to become the president of the United States.
Yeah.
And so this was like a weapon in the White House that they could control.
Ooh, yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, it's a pretty good movie. But... So I'm wondering if he is like that, you know? Maybe he's just been taken, his body was taken, they implanted all kinds of thoughts and shit into his head and put him in there, you know?
What was his father like? I mean, I wasn't here when his father was in...
Yeah, some people liked him. I didn't like him.
No, I don't know. But, I mean, was he as stupid as him?
No. His father is pretty sharp.
Did he do some bullshit stuff like what Bush is doing?
No, his father's pretty sharp. And he was vice president for Reagan and all that. And but I think, you know, after Reagan, nobody could have been as good. You know, I mean, people loved Ronald Reagan when he was in power.
In power, Now, so, Reagan ran for two terms, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And now he deserved
it. You can only run for two terms, correct?
That's all. Yeah.
Wow.
That's it.
See, you know, back home we had freaking little Johnny Howard. God. And he ran, and he ran for like something like 11 years. No, more than that. Mm. No, I think it was 11 years. Longest term ever.
Really?
Yeah. So
that's a long time.
And I'm not quite sure how they did that or what the establishment... I mean, listen, when I was living in Australia, I was still naive and still, you know, very ignorant of a lot of stuff. So, right. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I'm learning about Australia that I didn't know when I was living there, that I think is just bullshit. It's like, oh, that really sucks. You know? Yeah. I mean, I admit that. Yeah. I admit that. Like, for instance, housing. You know, like if you buy a house in Australia, mm-hmm. there's absolute no incentive really for anyone to buy a house.
Yeah, you were saying that yesterday. I was listening to that.
Yeah, and I was like,
yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's crap.
I know. Well, every country is different.
Yeah,
you know?
I suppose.
I mean, some countries have such high income tax, it's not even funny. You know, like 50-60%, and we're complaining here that we're paying about 20-25%.
Is it 2025?
Well, actually, income tax is about 15%. That's pretty much the average, but there's higher brackets and so forth.
Right.
But, you know, when they take the Social Security out and state taxes and stuff, you're out 25%.
And that. Yeah. And then on top of that, you got all these taxes and state taxes and this kind of tax with every bill that you get.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell is this?
I know.
You know, like 911 tax and... 411 tax.
I know, especially on the cell phones. I mean it's like 25% of the bill, 30% of the bill is just taxes.
Yeah. Something like
and
that.
And all kinds of fees and bullshit like that, yeah.
I know.
Any way to screw you, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, essentially, look, when you look at businesses, their goal is to transfer the money from your pocket to theirs.
Yeah.
That's their objective.
That's right.
What business is about, you know? Getting the money from your pocket into my pocket.
Yeah.
And the smarter you are, the more money you're going to make. If you can figure out how to get into that pocketbook and pull out the money.
I tell you what, I think this country has certainly rang the bell on capitalism.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That's like ding, ding, ding. A winner is America.
Yeah. Well, we are the winner. For the most part, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. And... But and you still want to go back to Australia. Well, that's your home.
It is my home. You know. My heart is there, for sure. I mean,
you see, I did most of my growing up here since I was 16.
Yeah.
You know, so this is my home now.
Yeah.
And has been for a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm
proud of it. I understand that, too.
I'm proud to be an American, let me tell you.
Well,
I'll never be president.
I can't claim that.
Yeah.
I can't claim that, so. Yeah.
Well, you can say I'm proud to live in America, you know.
Mm. Well,
come on, you're doing what a lot of people would give an arm and a leg to.
You know what? You're right. You are so right with that. Yes, yes. Okay. You are so right. Because if it wasn't for okay, here's kudos to America.
Okay.
If it wasn't for my idiotic choices, right?
Yeah.
Unsupervised choices, I guess I wouldn't be here today doing what I am doing today.
Uh-huh.
Because I probably wouldn't have done it in Australia. Who knows?
Yeah. What are you talking about, though? You're not being specific. You're just saying, if I were to do this, I would do that.
Oh, well, no, because I mean, like, my choice just to get up and leave Australia.
Right.
And, you know, go to Seattle, a place that I've never been to before.
Yeah.
And
what brought you to Seattle out of old places?
I had a scholarship in drama.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in the theater.
Really?
Up there, yeah.
Wow.
So, and it was only supposed to be for so long.
Yeah.
But then, you know, something really horrible happened, and then I ended up having to, apply for self-residency. Self-petition
right.
for residency.
Uh-huh.
Because if I had gone home, then... it could have gotten a little ugly.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to make sure that I want to say justice was uh-huh. being served.
Yeah.
And as a result, it's placed me in very ugly and uncomfortable situations.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
like being homeless.
Yeah, I know. That's terrible, man. It's really terrible being homeless.
I know. Well, at least I can say I've done it.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, when I think about it, it's like, man, I wish I was homeless. Had no bills.
No responsibilities, huh?
No responsibilities.
I know. Yeah. It sounds attractive.
It was. Didn't have to pay rent.
Yeah.
No light bills. No heat bills. Water bills. Shoo. No even phone bills. No, I had a pager that I paid like $10 a month.
Yeah.
And whenever I was paged, I just went to a payphone and, just called back the number.
Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. It's like, oh, wow, it's a pager.
Yeah.
This is prehistoric, but hey, it works.
I know. Does anybody still use those? I mean, come on.
I don't know.
You know. People used to use them because they figured, you know, phone call is too expensive on a cell phone. They used to be really expensive.
Right.
So people would just get beeped, and then they'd call from a landline
or something.
Right, right. You know?
Yeah, so we know we never had pagers back home. So when I came here, I was like, pagers? What are
really?
They? Yeah.
That's interesting. Well, that they wouldn't have it.
It was all cell phones.
Yeah.
But see, how our cell phones operate back home
uh-huh.
is you only pay for outgoing calls that you've made from your cell phone.
Okay.
Anyone calling in, either from another mobile
right.
or that's not with the same company
right.
or from a home line pays for it.
Right. 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 Yeah.
But if you, you know, just say I was AT&T and the other person was AT&T, then it would be free.
Yeah.
And so I remember only paying like $20 a month.
Yeah.
For my cell phone.
Yeah. It makes sense that the person that places the call is going to be the one paying for it, not the one receiving it, you know.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Yet we use up minutes just by talking.
Isn't it funny?
But you
like,
know, most of the world is the way you're describing it. You know, it's just here
we're
paying for everything.
Yeah, we're paying out of our ass, man.
and you know that we're so behind in cell phones here compared to Europe, for example.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're so far ahead. You know, phones are unlocked there. You can choose whichever phone you want and whichever carrier you want. And here we're just married to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, so... coming up right after us is Dr. Michelle. Remember, it's Friday. And Dr. Michelle's always fun. You know, I like listening to her show.
She's the relationship therapist.
No, she's the psychologist.
God.
But no, no, but I mean, she does talk about...
Well, she does talk about that, right?
She talks about relationships,
okay,
obviously,
okay.
yeah. But she is a psychologist, and
yes.
She's earned the title, I think. And she's very good on the radio. I really love her presentation. She's very professional. By the way, you guys can catch her on K-Earth sometimes. I don't know exactly when she does that, but you could call her and find out on her show. But she does do some other radio, and she has before. That's why I think she's got such a smooth delivery.
Wow. Oh, guess what? You know, our guest, Melissa, the hypnotherapist.
Right.
Right. Someone had tuned into the show and came and saw me at work because it wasn't up on the site, right?
Yeah.
So they actually came down like, I just listened to your show and I heard the therapist and so on and everything like that. Do you have her information?
Wow.
And I went, oh my God.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It is
and
cool.
And so I ended up giving him her business card. Oh. And he works for Fox Studios on a reality show.
Uh-huh.
You know, like a chef or something to do with a chef
show
or something
like that.
Oh,
I saw that. I saw something like that with chefs competing and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah. How cool is that?
Yeah. Really? So he listened to the show?
He listened to the show.
Where did you meet him?
I met him at the Waffle.
Oh, I see.
You know, at the bar.
And so what are the chances that he listened to our show?
Because I told him, you know, everyone that comes in is like, hey, you know, I do this.
I see, okay, all right, gotcha.
You know, I say I do a radio show in the morning and so on, and then, of course, we get people tuning in.
I see, okay.
Well, he happened to tune in that day and heard the hypnotherapist.
Well, we do have a link for her and for all our guests.
Well, now we do, yeah.
On the Sam and Manu page on our website, bbstalkradio.com, of course.
Yeah.
If you didn't know that, you wouldn't be listening now.
No kidding.
Yeah.
But he had come in at lunch, so you know, of course, the information wasn't up on site for Melissa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, it's there now, and everyone that comes in, we plug them and we give them all kinds of things like that. So we're getting close to the end, and I just wanted to go over a couple shows that we're going to have over the weekend. And let me just bring this up real quick.
Yay.
So, so Sunday is getting very full.
Do we have my friend Alex coming in doing a show again?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Alex does live in L.A. from 11 to 12 on Sundays. And that's, of course, Pacific Standard Time.
Yes.
And, he had a guest last week. He might have one this week. It's a pretty good show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we have... there's a couple of people from New York that are going to start doing a show that is called the Julio and Chan Show.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they're going to be really funny. They're already doing radio in New York, and we just love to have them. Julio is like the sweetest guy, you know?
Yes.
And so they will start next Sunday, not this coming Sunday, but the following Sunday.
Right,
give them some time to prepare. At 3 o'clock, we have Lucia, of course, with her dating advice. That's from 3 to 4. At 4 o'clock, we have Out There, and that's with Jeff Rector.
Yes.
Have you contacted him at all?
I saw the email. I haven't had a chance to respond.
Yeah.
Because when you're responding, you have to download photos. And then, of course, you have to download the resume.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
right.
And
so on. So it takes a little effort.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, might be a good contact for you.
No, for sure. You know? For sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm checking my emails from here.
Yeah.
You notice I've been bringing up my Gmails here because it just feels like it's the only time I get a chance to check my email. Yeah.
I'm so happy for you. You know, I mean, you used to be like so miserable not having anywhere to go and stuff, you know, and now you do. You know, I mean, now you're working, you're making money, you seem a lot more confident, you know.
No, it was scary, man. Yeah. It was scary. It was very scary. God, I was like.
You really pushed it to the last minute.
Whoa, you know? Didn't I?
Yeah.
I'm like, I was coming close.
Yeah.
Holy crap, I'm in trouble.
I know. I may have to sleep in the studio.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? Check this out. Right. Okay. I'm all stressing because I'd already given, you know, the apartment complex my check, my rent check.
Right.
So I'm figuring it's like, oh, my God, I got no money in my bank account and all this sort of stuff. And I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting for that check to bounce. So, of course, no money's going to my bank account to cover it. Isn't it so funny? Right? But I'm serious. 15th, the 16th, the 17th, it gets to the end of the month. I'm going like, wow, what's going on here? So I decided to call Envoy Properties to find out why my rent check...
It hasn't cleared yet.
Cleared.
Right.
Okay. And I was expecting them to come back. Well, we did try, and sorry, ma'am, it was... you know, rejected,
right?
Or bounced. And anyways, and she comes back and she goes, "Oh, I'm sorry, but there's been actually a glitch in the office system and so on, and so we're not quite sure when the checks are gonna clear." I was like, "Yes, baby, yes." You know what? The funny thing about it, it didn't clear until the 2nd of this month.
Really?
Can you believe
that? Wow. Are you lucky? Are you lucky?
Was that that was the Lord looking over me right there.
Yeah. You know that in California, if you issue a bad check, you're bound to pay three times as much.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. That's why I was panicking like crap.
Yeah. I know. Fuck.
And then that's what I said. I was like, oh my God, someone was looking over me.
Yeah.
Because how can a business system completely crash down where nobody's rent checks could be cleared or deposited? Isn't that funny?
It is. It is funny. You're very lucky.
Yeah. But I mean, it could have been dangerous because, you know, then I'm screwing around with Tiger's money too.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true. And how's Tiger doing these days?
She's doing good.
Yeah?
She's doing good. You know, as a matter of fact, I was last night when I was heading to the audition, because I also was required to sing and play the guitar and do somewhat of a choreographed dance.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of interesting. Anyways, I was just tired. So I just slapped in Tiger's CD. And you know what? That girl is truly talented.
Yeah.
Her music is amazing.
Yeah.
It's really like, oh, yeah, I feel really good about this.
Yeah.
So
she released that CD, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Has she sold any?
Yeah. I believe so.
Because it's hard to sell, you know, when you're an unknown, you know?
Yeah, I know.
But you often do it for yourself, you know? It's just fun to do.
I'll tell you what.
Recorded my own songs too, you know.
Yeah.
It was just fun listening to it, you know.
But when you hear her band, it's just like an ensemble of like an orchestra almost, eh?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is that because they add a lot of instruments on the computer.
Yeah. Oh, no. This is her band. This was her band.
How many people are in the band?
Well, we have, what did she say? Is it like 7 or 8 people?
Oh, okay. So they're playing all live instruments.
Yeah, they're all playing live instruments.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing's all on the computer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's amazing, because like a couple of my songs, all the instruments were created on the computer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You play the keyboard. You have a MIDI keyboard, and you play it, and you assign whatever sound you want to it. So it can sound like brass or like horns or like violins and, you know, piano, obviously. So
no, I think yeah, if you listen really to Tiger's album close, I mean, you can totally tell it's live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, you couldn't really tell. One day I want to play you my song, the one I recorded.
I know, you keep telling me that.
I know, but it's in Hebrew. I'm kind of embarrassed to play it, you know?
No, don't be embarrassed.
Why?
What, you're going to cut it off like you did to poor old Bradley's yesterday? No, the day before yesterday.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him yet. So
Who is that? Bradley?
Bradley. The singer that made it in the top 20 artists to look out for in Billboard magazine.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Manu. Well, our time is up.
Time is up.
Stay tuned for Dr. Michelle coming up next.
Yep.
And we'll be back on Monday.
Yeah. Bye. Have a great weekend.